Hi.
Hello, Katie. How are we feeling today?
Great. We're feeling good. Because I'm Katie and you're Julia.
Yes, I am. So you know that. So I guess we're not wasted enough on this getting literate episode.
Not quite yet. But we're going to get there. Trust me.
Especially when we're drinking a pomegranate spritzer tonight in celebration of the Penelope ad.
Yes, we are.
Celebration. That's a stretch. There's pomegranates in the underworld. There's underworld in
it's
this
mentioned.
Book. Persephone, Hades.
Penelope. They're the same. Pippa-pi. Greek people. Let's go.
Greeks. Pomegranates. This is our train of thought.
Hey. Basically, yes. Hey, girl. I also don't know what the fuck else we would drink.
I was like, I don't want to buy ouzo. If we were living in the same city, maybe.
You know what? I didn't even think about that. And now I'm upset you didn't bring it up as an option because I would have said yes immediately 1,000 times yes.
I know, that's why I didn't bring it up because I didn't want to buy ouzo.
I want to buy ouzo.
Welcome to Getting Literate.
We'll just have to keep, I'm going to make you read another Greek book. Welcome.
Oh, if that's an excuse to read Circe, if that's an excuse to talk about Circe or Song of Achilles,
it might be.
Whatever.
I think I might have to buy it this summer. So maybe it is. Maybe we'll drink ouzo for Song of Achilles. Because that I've been purposefully avoiding. Because I know I will break down crying. So maybe that is the book to drink ouzo for.
That sounds like a book to drink ouzo for.
Coming in the near future. Coming to a podcast app near you. Two drunk girls sobbing. Wildly enough, didn't do that for this book, though.
Me neither.
Why don't you tell us a little bit? Yeah.
About this? Me? Bitch.
Yeah, what are you? Do I have to? I can.
I will. I'm not going to talk much this episode, I have a feeling. So look at my voice and now.
Okay.
I'm joking. I will cut you off. Penelopead, the story you never knew you needed, but now you can't live without. The Penelopead is Greek heroine Penelope's moment to set the record straight. I need a Katie reading voice. I need a pretentious Katie reading voice, and I don't have her.
You draw out the syllables. Do you want me to teach you right now in this moment? You draw out the, not the syllables, the vowels.
Okay.
So you gotta like the O's and the A's.
Okay.
Penelopead, the story you never knew you needed, but now can't live without. Like, you see how you draw them out? Try again. Start from the top.
Okay. Okay.
We're shwasted. Let's go.
Every time I try to start talking, I can't. Penelopead. The story you never knew you needed, but now you can't live without. The Penelopead is Greek heroine Penelope's moment to set the record straight on how she handled the many, many lonely years she spent as her husband Odysseus waged war on the Trojans and traipsed across the sea banging goddesses.
That was phenomenal. You dipped a little into a vocal fry, but it was phenomenal.
That's just who I am as a
phenomenal
person.
Okay, mood, yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for your tutelage.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome.
Speaking of your tutelage, I'm so ready to get schooled today. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. And by schooled, I mean taught. You read this in school. That's what my drunk brain's trying to say to you.
I did. Yes, I did. Yeah, I had a really cool grade 12 English teacher, and we read a lot of, like, out-of-the-box books. One of them we didn't even – it wasn't even a book. But we also read this book because we were doing a unit on, like, metafiction. And this is, as you said, it's kind of, it is a reimagining of the Odyssey told from his wife's perspective, because he went away, Odysseus, away for 20 years.
Hot just moment.
Fucked around. Yeah. And then came back and was like, oh my God, my faithful, loving wife, you've been so good to me. Hooray for you. And it's like, okay, well, what the fuck did she do for 20 years, though?
Yeah, I want to know her story.
This is what? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Miss Margaret Atwood, queen bitch that she is, gave us that info.
Yeah.
So, here we are. Yeah. I would love to guess what you thought about this book. I would love to guess. And I
Be
do
my
think...
guest.
I think you're gonna give it 4.5 stars.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. You're the one who was obsessed with the Percy Jackson series, actually. Yeah. In this duo. You were the Percy Jackson stan, and so I think
was or is.
It's is. So I think that alone boosted it, and then also I know personally that it's a great book and we love a woman's perspective. 4.5 stars for Julia. That's my guess.
You're so close. You're so close. It's 5.
Oh my god, I went too low.
You That's went okay. too low.
No.
Oh, rats. You're drinking our pomegranate spritzer. Why is your glass so tiny? Mine is because they said Collins glass on the website.
Yeah, no, and I put it in the wrong thing because I looked at the pictures.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, my glass is teensy tiny. But I am continually topping it up with a lime white claw because
I've have actually one lime in my fridge and it's
small
that.
And brown.
Oh, gross. Yeah. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. I was like, well, thanks, guys. So I luckily had a lime white claw on hand. So
God bless my claw. Just adding I wish they would sponsor us because, God.
Yeah, at White Claw, please, please send me free drinks. I
love you so much. We will hype you up on this podcast.
You get 5 stars for both of us.
Yeah. We read your label, 5 stars. White Claw, made pure, crafted using only the finest natural flavors to deliver a surge of pure refreshment and a hard seltzer like no other.
That the student becomes the master. Oh my god, incredible! Oh, I love it. Iconic. Fuck, 5 stars. Okay. Love this for you.
Yeah. Usually, I guess, and I'd leave myself a note, and I'm like, you're going to guess Katie says this many stars. I don't even remind myself what I thought of this. So this is drunk Julia in the moment, rating things and guessing things.
Perfect. Good.
I'm going to say you rated this 4.5 stars because I'm not original.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I know
it is 4.5 stars.
Perfect. Sometimes when I don't know what to guess for other people, I just guess the rating I gave it. And by other people, I mean you.
Because I'm the only other person on this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were correct. That's fine.
Just girly things.
Love this.
Yeah. I just think you kept recommending it to me. You recommended mm-hmm. it to me the moment I said I might want to read Margaret Atwood. You recommended it to me.
I've read 2 books by Margaret Atwood, and one of them is Handmaids, and you know how I feel about that.
You were like, oh, yeah. Sorry, I was going to say you're a proponent of reading this for the podcast.
Yes.
So I was like, it's going to be a high rating, but I don't think it's 5.
No, not quite 5. Not quite 5. I have small issues with it. But other than that, it is my most favorite book by Ms. Atwood.
Out of 2.
Poetry. Yeah. Yeah. Other than her poetry. Yeah. No, I am. Why don't you give me your top 3? It's 5 stars. 5 stars from Julia. That is a very rare moment.
It's just a momentous for YA. Occasion. I think we established I'm just fucking pretentious.
That's true. Mood.
I think I've given more 5 stars in the history of this podcast than you.
Oh my god, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I'm just a bitch.
That's funny.
I know.
I'm not objective. So if it makes me feel even a teensy bit sad or uncomfortable, you lose a point. So can we do 4.75 stars? Because maybe I would give this 4.75.
I don't have to say that.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't want to have to factor in a quarter. Because, like,
that's so many more options.
It's too many.
You're right. Maths.
Maths.
Too hard. Yeah.
You know I can't do her.
No. Yeah.
Okay. Best.
What's your top 3? Yeah, best three. Gimme.
Penelope's voice.
Mm.
I'm not going to say the writing, but the way it's written. Oh, I'm so original. Oh.
She's got a voice. She's got a distinct voice. She's
got such a distinct voice, and it's lovely. Do I have a quote? Mm-hmm. I pulled a lot of quotes.
Of course you have a quote.
Oh, I do. I do.
Give us the quote.
And so I was handed over to Odysseus like a package of meat. A package of meat wrapped in gold. No, sorry. Sorry. I didn't even use my new voice.
Oh, Julia.
And so I was handed over to Odysseus like a package of meat.
That's wonderful.
A package of meat in wrapping of gold, mind you. A diet of gilded blood pudding.
Fantastic. God, you're coming along so nicely.
Thanks.
It took what? 30 seconds? You've got it.
God, that's such that a good makes quote. Up for 4 years of artsy school that you have on me, right?
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, that's a great quote. That's a great quote. Because yes, absolutely, that sums up everything that she... That's how she... That's her voice. She's written.
That's how she talks.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's wonderful.
I love it.
Yeah.
The best... The Greek chorus, especially the sea shanty. Oh,
drink.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Oh. We love a sea shanty. The anthropology lecture chorus, that was fun too. The trial of Odysseus, fun
have to
too.
Drink for that one too. I knew you'd like this book. I knew you would. Oh.
Yeah, you've been new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is fun. I'm going to do a best and then a worst back-to-back because
they're
the same. I literally wrote on my notes, like, their notion of reincarnation, smiley face. Their notion of reincarnation, sad face.
Oh.
It makes me happy and sad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me more about why it makes you sad.
Just
a little bit.
The
just
idea
sneaky.
That, like, no one's original, that, like...
Oof.
Different people like Napoleon and who else?
Think about it in terms like that.
No one. Fuck. It's just Odysseus over and over again doing the same old shit, and just like the patterns are repeating, like Genghis Khan, Napoleon, like Roman emperors. They're all just one person and nothing changes.
I didn't think about it like that, Julia, and now I'm gonna take a minute. Because that's devastating.
It's devastating.
Wow. I think you have to drink for that because it's on your best and your worst.
I do have to drink for that. I set myself up like
yeah,
that.
You
oh,
do.
No.
Yeah. No. Sad. Incredible. Yeah, you also had to drink for the sociology lecture.
I did that.
Or the anthropology lecture. Not the sociology. Anthropology. And then also... No, that was it, really.
Mm-hmm.
I had the chorus in general on my list, and then I took it off because this is like kind of fucked up. I like the fact that the chorus, I don't like it. I think it's a good line, and I think it's really impactful, and I think it's really cool that in the underworld...
Oh, I know what you're going to say. I know exactly what you're going to say.
Do you know exactly what I'm going to say, Julia? Let me find it really quickly. Because Penelope always tries to approach the chorus, the 12 maids. And she's like, but they only run away. But run isn't quite accurate. Their legs don't move. Their still twitching feet don't touch the ground.
I knew you were gonna say that. I knew you were gonna say that.
That's sick as fuck.
It is so sick. It is perfect. The perfect piece of imagery.
Like, it's fucked up, but like.
If you don't like the whole time, right? That is beautiful.
That's great. Yeah. So it's
prostrats.
Yeah, it's fine. God, because the whole time they're like talking about them in like the underworld. For like a page and a half, and then they're still twitching feet. Ooh, that's
still
good.
Twitching. Me.
Yeah. So that's laps. And then also, I really liked meeting Antinous. I'm gonna butcher every single fucking name in this book.
Same, girly.
Antinous, I think.
I don't. Can you remember
Antony?
Who that is?
He's the one who she meets in the underworld. Not meets, but like she goes up to him, and he's like, "Oh, arrow through my neck."
Oh, what a funny little king. He's so
right?
funny.
I think it's hilarious. I mostly think it's hilarious because she's like, damn, you should maybe, like, because he, like, makes himself look like that. And then he stopped making himself look like that. And she's like, you should make yourself look like that again because it actually makes me really happy. She's a bitch.
She's Penelope's such a bitch. And I love her for that.
And that's kind of like a good little like reveal of like just how much of a bitch she is.
Exactly.
And I loved that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because it's told from her point of view. And that one she doesn't feel bad about. So she doesn't really sugarcoat that one. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
Just yeah. plain, raw, unedited. Yeah, mm-hmm. I told him to fuck himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
So okay, that was your best three?
Those are my best three. Your worst three starts with the fact that no one's original, which that one cuts me real deep, Julia. But please continue on.
Yeah, I was like, ugh. Yeah, that was hard. So one of them is every man. But I think I might have to just, like every interaction with every man in this novel I don't like. But maybe not that one interaction. But maybe every other interaction. The one you just mentioned. Okay. Every other one, I'm like.
Keep it on your list because then you get to drink.
Okay. Every man. Hate him.
Not that I'm encouraging that. Oh, no. Sad. You're right. Every man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, oh, I wrote a name and now I have to say it. I should have talked to my fucking Greek friend. I was talking to him today, and I should have just handed him a list of names and been like, hey, Peter, how do you say this?
Yeah.
Euryclea. You should have. The nurse lady.
Yeah, I think you've approximated that as far as I know.
Odysseus's wet nurse. Fucking hated her.
She was a bitch.
She's like the worst Nellie Dean.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
She really is. She really is.
Yeah.
Fuck her. Yeah. Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Wild. Interestingly enough, no crossovers between us.
That's interesting.
Hate the men. Hate the men.
What did you hate,
well,
Katie?
Okay, maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit of crossover. I think we might
have to drink for this one, Julie. I'm really sorry.
No. Rules might find this a drinkable offense.
Oh, no.
Fuck Telemachus. Telemachus? Telemachus?
Oh, that's a man.
I don't know. Her child.
Sucks. Oh my god, I have to drink. Kate Man.
5 stars down.
And for
him. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He sucked.
He does suck. He sucks so much and I hate him a lot. Mm-hmm. I have just recently read Cersei though, and they painted him in different lights, so.
You watched what?
I read Cersei. Mm. It's the same author as Song of Achilles.
Yes.
It's such a good book.
But yes. Fuck him. Fuck Telemachus.
Fuck Telemachus. Yeah,
I'm deciding to call him that. He sucks.
Telephone man.
Telephone? I hate you. The fucking olive post threat. The threat about the olive post in his bedroom, Odysseus, when he's like, yeah, one of the posts of my bed is made out of a olive tree that is still growing. And if anybody finds out about that, I'll know you've been sleeping with other men. Fuck you, dude.
Fuck you. You sleep with so many people. Oh, that's a man. Let's drink.
There it is.
I love being super vague and what I hate. But the men suck in this novel.
Because then we get to drink.
Not they suck. Novel, but is... whatever this is, they suck.
Novel?
It's not
it's
even
too long to
pages.
Be called a novella.
It feels like just about as long as The Great Gatsby.
I think it's, but isn't The Gatsby a novel?
No, it's a novella.
Oh, then this novella. Hmm. Things we learn.
Welcome to getting learnt or it.
Getting learnt or it.
The plan my B number name for this podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was your worst?
My worst was, I don't want to tell you, but it is the fact that she blames Helen for everything.
Oh.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
It's my top worst. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure. It feels kind of weird to be like, this book is full of men who suck, and it is.
It is.
They all suck. Every last one of them is the fucking worst.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that she blames Helen for everything?
Girly.
Not a fan of it.
Girly, let's have some self-reflection. Maybe you're the problem, too. No, just...
Maybe, Penelope, you're, like, kind of a bitch. Like,
yeah. Maybe you've always
I love her.
Been a bitch.
Maybe
you do love her.
I love her. She is absolutely my favorite person in this whole... Well, that's not true. I love the maids more than I love her, but...
Same. The maids are my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah. And Helen is a bitch, as
Helen
far as
is
know.
Such a bitch, but in a liar, fun way, so. And...
Oh, right?
Like, Penelope's a liar, but she even lies... Like, however she paints Helen, it's a fucking fun. I'm like, go opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. She's kind of, I'm kind of like, you're not making me hate her right now.
I know, right?
Like, she's kind of a bitch.
Like, I want a posse of dead men following me around when I die. And they're just like, I just want to see you naked.
And she's like, okay. Bath time, like, yeah. I guess. And Penelope's like, we don't have bodies, Helen. You don't have to bathe anymore. And she's like, you grungy-ass dirty bitch. Are you kidding me? I bathe for spiritual enlightenment. Thank you. God, I love them. I love every aspect of this book. It's just, it's so wonderful.
It's so fun. It was such a fun read.
Right? It's a short little book. Mm-hmm. It's a novella. Mm-hmm. As I've just learned. And it's just, it's a fun, like, not play, but, like, take on the Odyssey.
Yeah.
Because fuck Odysseus. That guy sucks.
Fuck Odysseus. Like, I am more interested in this than the Odyssey, but we've talked about the female/male perspective.
Mm-hmm. So much. It is one of the cornerstones of this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unabashedly,
yeah, there's like two male perspectives that I appreciate, and it's Nick Carraway and Holden Caulfield. So if you're not them, get the fuck out. But if you're a woman, you
I'll
can stay.
I'll drink to that. Oh, cheers.
I'll drink to that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Penelope was a bitch. Like the whole time. The whole time she's like, I was good. And I was doing really well, and I'm so great. And then you kind of are like, but were you, though? Because it's all told from her point of view, and it's very obviously, like, she's telling you a story. Because she makes very direct,
like, hello, I'm talking to an audience.
Yeah. And, like, hey, BT Dubs, like, I visited one of your seances yesterday, and I, like, went through a medium. That was kind of cool. Weird that you guys do that. Like, I love that. She brings those details in.
That was so much fun.
Very fun, right? Like, just like a...
little
sprinkle of, like, I know that we're in a modern time. I loved that.
I love that.
Excuse me.
No.
I loved it.
Fuck off. Okay. Want to hear a fun little anecdote? So...
Always.
One of the choruses was If I Were a Princess, a popular tune, and it says, as performed by the maids with a fiddle, an accordion, and a penny whistle, and my dumbass. So in the town where I live, the penny whistle is a bar.
The place?
And I just thought that was a fun, cute little name. Oh, yeah, and they had, like,
that is cute.
Curry all you could eat on Thursdays, and it was, like, a fun little spot. And so dream. I just thought it was a cute little name, and I was like, a penny whistle? That's a... instrument.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, indeed.
Day I learned. I had that moment. I was like, oh, it's not just a place to drink beer and eat curry, huh?
Damn. It's real. No, I love that. Fuck, that's hilarious. Mm-hmm. No. Iconic. I love every single one of the maids' excerpts.
Every single one.
Like, the anthropology lecture is my fave.
Uh-huh.
But every single one is so fun because, like,
tell me your favorite.
They're not just a chorus. Okay, my fave, mm-hmm. my absolute fave, the anthropology lecture.
Yeah.
My least fave. Ugh, that's a hard choice. I'm gonna have to look back on them real quick. There's one of them where it's like. There's one of them that I want to like because it's like a poem, and I do love Miss Atwood's poems, but
poem
her poems
her poem Hems.
Rish wasted. Oopsies. Oop. But there's one of them that's like, I can't, maybe I'm just reading it wrong. I don't know.
It's hard when it's like on paper.
I like that If I Was a Princess, because I'm kind of reading it to the tune of If I Was a Rich Man. I don't know if that's, I think that's maybe what you're supposed to read it to. Like from, is that from Fiddler on the Roof? I think so.
We watched that in World of Legends.
If I Was a Rich Man. Oh, I've never actually seen it.
With silver and gold.
I think so. I've never seen it. I've only seen the Lorelei Gilmore Girls episode called Jews and Chinese Food.
Interesting. I did more like, if I was a princess with silver and gold and loved by a hero, I'd never grow old. If a young hero came a-marrying me, I'd always be beautiful, happy, and free. Then sail, my fine lady, on the billowing wave. The water below is as dark as a grave, and maybe you'll sink in your little blue boat. It's a hope and hope only that keeps us afloat. That's how I read it.
Okay, that fucking slaps. I actually don't know the rest of the tune for If I Was a Rich Man, so I'm choosing to believe you that yours is the correct one.
That wasn't to really the good. Tune of If I Was a Rich Man. That's
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
that's
what good. I'm saying. Thank God. Thank.
So I'm choosing to believe your version because I like that. I like that, and it also, I don't know it. I don't think I have a least favorite. I don't think I have a least favorite. I don't think I do.
Because now that I'm looking at them, I don't think I do. They're also fun, and that's a valid answer. My favorite is the sea shanty, just because I'm a slut for sea shanties and pirates in general.
Sluts for pirates.
Oh.
I'll drink to that.
Thank you. and my least favorite, like the Trial of Odysseus, that one didn't grow on me until the end.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. It just meant it in the frame of mind that I was just in a weird place, like, physically and mentally when I read that. So, like, it just could have been it. Because I was at, like, a max vaccine, like, place. And it was, like, it felt like a human processing plant. And I was, like, weirded out.
Oh.
And I was just, like, standing in line reading Penelope and I was, like,
That's a really weird vibe. Yeah, okay.
I remember looking at me and being like, oh, I should go to the library. Like, I literally heard someone in line say that.
Oh my God, I love that. Yes, go to your local library. I should walk around with a fucking Getting Literate sticker on my forehead. We should make Getting Literate stickers.
We should make merch.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah. I do have a least favorite.
Okay, tell it to me.
I do have a least favorite. The chorus line, The Perils of Penelope, a Drama. I could take
her
it or leave it.
Perils? She's rich. What are perils?
I mean, that's the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Is that there, Aina? And it's about her and Eurycleia? Eurydice?
The old maid lady.
The Greek
She's
lady.
The nurse.
The Greek what? Nurse? The one with the name I cannot pronounce. being played by two maids and... Although I do love the end of that one, though. I can't do without the end of that one. Where they're, like, blame it on the sluts.
Blame it on the sluts.
And they do the little, like, Rockette line.
Exactly.
That slaps. So maybe that's not my least favorite. But I could do without the rest of it. I just like the Rockette line that they do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's called a Rockette line. I'm just calling it that because they do their little kicky feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I like the sea shanty. Like, I think of the Drunken Sailor song.
Ah, yes. Yeah, the one that took the internet by storm.
Oh, Wiley Odysseus, he sent out to Troy with his boat full of loot and his heart full of joy.
I love that this is, like, the episode where you sing.
I know, right?
Yes.
But who's Athene's own skinny-eyed boy and his lies and his tricks and his thieving and his first port to call was a sea load ashore. We have a sailor long to forget the foul war.
God, you're iconic.
Thanks.
Incredible.
I'm drunk.
Schmood.
Can't scream the lyrics of Mr. Brightside at a club, so here we are.
Here we are, indeed.
Wow.
Yeah, no, the sea shanty slaps.
You keep saying sea shanty. Slaps.
I know. The sea shanty slaps.
The sea shanty slaps.
But I am particular to the anthropology lecture. For sure.
It's really good.
I mean,
it's really good.
Yeah. I have been drawn to, like, as a child who owned a book, which I do believe is still on my bookshelf behind me right now. Owned a book.
Oh, new.
I owned a book as an infant. Not even. I was like 10. And it was called She's All That. And it was like a little like an intro guide to all of these different Greek goddesses. Like it was just the Greek goddesses. It was very fun. I was always like, Artemis is a badass. I love Artemis. Shout out to Artemis. She slaps. Incredible. Girl gang.
I need to write something down to say off air. I have a funny riff to say to you.
Okay. Say it now. Say it now.
She's so fucking lesbian.
Oh, she's so gay. she's so gay. Right? So like the whole like and the moon and the fucking like you can't have sex with men. Like she's so gay.
She's so gay.
So like, yeah, it makes sense for Katie to be like, I love Artemis.
Yeah,
she's wonderful.
I resonate with her.
That one.
She that one a sticks little with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So when they turn around and they make this whole case for like the maids being
that one was so
like
good.
A cult of Artemis, and then Penelope being like the
Artemis reincarnate.
Priestess. Yeah, like a, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like that shit slaps. But it is particularly the last lines of that one where they turn around and they're like, never mind. Point being that you don't have to get too worked up about us, dear educated minds. You don't have to think of us as real girls, real flesh and blood, real pain, real injustice. That part might be too upsetting. Just discard the sordid part. Consider us pure symbol. We're no more real than money. That fucking slaps.
That fucking slaps.
Like,
they are so...
Yeah.
They hit deep. Like, third eye. Yeah.
Open. All the way open. Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. I think that a big part of why I like this book so much is because I love Margaret Atwood's poetry. Like, I love Margaret Atwood's poetry. My favorite poem of all time is In the Secular Night by her. And it is just... like that she winds it into this book through the maids, like explicitly she writes poems for them as the chorus, the Greek chorus of this, right? But then also just like in Penelope's pieces. Mm-hmm. Right? Like it's
Margaret's like, I will do what I fucking want, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love her for it.
Truly. Truly, truly, truly. God, she's a wonderful author.
She is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting that you're filling up your drink off screen. So every time you go to drink it, it's still the same amount full. And I do a double take and I'm like, what the f-?
Oh? It's never ending drink.
God, I Small want aside, one of those.
I've never, is Never Ending Story a book? I don't know, because I never made it through the movie because I hated it.
I don't know. I don't watch a lot of things.
Oh my god, Julia.
I watch cooking shows. Don't let Brad come out. Brad is Katie's film buff alter ego.
Film bro alter ego.
Film bro.
Yeah. I wasn't gonna let Brad come out. I was gonna call you out on being like one of those people that's like, I don't watch TV.
Oh, I don't brag about
Fuck
it.
Fuck off.
I don't
you
brag
do a little
about
bit.
It. No, I don't mean to like I will brag about not watching
I know you
YouTube
don't mean to. I know you don't mean to.
To no end. It's more like embarrassed sort of like confession.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I don't make a lot of time for it, and I would like to make time for it, but I
make more
don't.
Time than I should. All I do in my life is consume media. So.
Same. Just different ones.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine. What are we doing here on this podcast? Interesting.
Gassing ourselves up? What?
Consuming media and then telling ourselves
about
that
ourselves?
We have thoughts and opinions that are valuable?
Oh, yeah. They were doing that.
My favorite activity, TBH.
Ugh.
And also, I'm not having to convince myself. I know my thoughts and opinions are valuable.
That's fair.
Particularly when it...
Speaking of your thoughts and opinions, I'm going to, just skip over that. Tell me your monologue. Just go off, sis.
My monologue? My monologue is, and it ties back into the fact that I think that Margaret Atwood lets this, like, internalized misogyny kind of shine through. Sorry, that's Margaret, if you're listening. I love you.
We love you, Margaret. But there's everyone has a little bit of internalized misogyny, and yours just shines.
Everybody's got it. Everybody's got it. But I think
everybody has those days. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Sorry, Margaret, you wouldn't get that, but it's funny.
You wouldn't get it, Margaret. It's okay. I want a one conversation with our close personal friend, Margaret Atwood.
We'd call her Maggie if we were close personal friends, let's be real.
Oh, I wish.
God.
I truly do wish.
I do. My mom might have been on a train with her.
Stop it.
Yeah, so I was reading the acknowledgements, or like the very end of Testaments, you know, when it's like, thank you to all my...
No, I haven't.
I know, but I was reading it, and she's like, I wrote this book on a mudslide, like, on a train on a mudslide, and my mom was on a train on a mudslide, and I know Margaret Atwood's Canadian, and I'm like, how many train mudslides are there?
Like, one, probably.
Right? And especially, like, this book was published in 2019, so, like, it must have been in more recent years, and my mom said, it was, like, a couple years ago. Anyway, so
you were, like, 1 degree away from her.
Kevin Bacon is quite gang. Anyway, so we can call her Maggie, except we can't, because I don't want to offend her.
I know.
Because she's definitely listening.
Margaret, Madame Atwood, because you are certainly on here listening to this podcast. I love you. I love you so much. But you got a case of the internalized misogyny, ma'am. Because, oh my God, are the women one-dimensional. Like, yeah. Oh, sorry. Like, you're a wet nurse, and all you do is, like, I'm going to talk to the babies. Like, that's all she does? That's all she does?
After,
like,
death, she just looks after more babies?
Oh, my God. Really? Like, that's all she just wanders around doing in the afterlife for eternity? Like, I didn't vibe with it. And, like, the mother-in-law thing, like, I did think it was funny. And, obviously, this is, like, a novella, and it's about, like, the... like, other point of view of the Odyssey. Like, I'm not expecting, like, a fully formed, 100% fleshed out novel with, like, all of these, like, multifaceted, complex characters. Shout out to Leah Bardugo. But, like, you know, you know, I'm not coming into this, like, oh my God, everybody's got to be, like, 100% real all the time. But, like, at the same time, it's a little bit irritating when all, because, like, you do get this, like, really good duality with, like, Penelope in particular. There's really good duality with, like, she's like, I'm the best, I'm so pure, I'm so great, I'm lovely, I didn't do anything wrong, and I'm telling you all of this from my mouth, and you're gonna believe it, right? Like, you get that from her, and that's great, but, like, you're also like, Penelope, you were kind of a bitch, and I don't think that you could have slept for that long through them murdering hundreds of people.
I don't think you slept through the murderizing.
I don't think you just fell asleep.
A slaughterize.
You didn't sleep through that, honey. Like, I just, you know, you didn't. I don't think that's true. And I think it's very interesting that you would choose to blame the wet nurse, on that one. That's not great. But at the same
time, woman who did not wield the weapon.
Yeah. Right. So, choices.
I'm sorry, you're monologuing. I'm not talking.
No, this is a space for ideas and opinions to meld and flow, Julia. I'm here for all of your thoughts.
More like the River Lee.
The River.
Reese Witherspoon.
Ah, shout out to her.
She plays the fuck out of the white lady.
Oh, she really do. Shout out to Reese. Also, the mother-in-law was very cold and was just very cold, and that's cool, but, like, we could do more. And you know what? Yeah, okay. It's like, you know? Oh, she withered and died because her son went away for 10 years.
Lame.
Really? All right.
What about her husband going crazy? Like, don't you think that could have had anything to do with it?
Maybe, like, let's check with the fact that her husband just started wandering around, and then Penelope was like, yeah, when he comes back, I'm gonna have to bury him in this shroud that I've been knitting and unknitting for, like, fucking 5 years. And he's like, I'm gonna stay away.
He's like, whoop.
What?
Imagine hating her fucking parents-in-law so much. You're like, he can't come near me. It's like a restraining order before they existed.
Oh my god.
Queen, icon.
It's incredible. She's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I do love Penelope. I do love Penelope. I think it's, and I do think it is interesting that Margaret Atwood, like, chose, she was like, I want to hear from a woman's perspective in this book, and I want to make it a little bit more feminist than it already was, but also at the root of all of the problems is Helen. It's all Helen's fault, and we're going to blame her for everything. Oh, honey, really? Really, we're going to blame Helen for everything? I don't think that that's true. I think that you're ignoring a pretty significant part of this, which is the fact that maybe she was, like, socialized to believe that beauty was her only, like, currency in the world, and that also, like, she was supposedly kidnapped at the age of 12 and was like, yeah, no, they just, like, took turns, like, being like, look how beautiful you are. That's gonna fuck up a kid, first of all. I know these aren't, like, real people, but, like, whatever. You know, things are fucked, and it's like, you're really going to take this piece of literature and you're going to say, I want a woman's perspective on it, but also at the same time, she is going to blame Helen for everything. She's going to turn it around and put the root of all of her problems onto another woman. I think that that's really interesting, and maybe I'm just stupid, and maybe it's, like, too nuanced for me to actually understand, because maybe Miss Margaret is making a commentary on how women view other women as the enemy rather than the men that are right in front of them being the problem. But, like, it's just a hard thing for me, and that's part of the reason why it doesn't get the full 5 stars for me. Partially, Telemachus. Fuck that guy. I hate him. He's so mean to his mom, and it makes me sad. And
he is so mean.
Second, he's the worst. And it's like, God, you know, why are teenagers like that? It's upsetting.
Oh, I fucking hate teenagers. They right? also scare Ugh. Me.
They're terrifying. You know, so fuck that guy. But also, like, the fact that you have taken this, like, this very feminist take on, like, a classic story and rooted all of the issues into hell. And again, like, maybe I'm just being stupid and maybe it is more of a commentary that I'm not quite nuanced enough in the brain to understand, but I don't love it. I don't love it. And, like, even the maids are, like, these wonderfully complex, like, side characters, and they get these moments, but they are still a collective. You've done so much with them as a chorus, but you could have given them individual name. You could have named them Margaret,
except for, like, who was she?
Melanthus of the pretty cheeks.
Of the pretty cheeks, woo, feminist tam. Yeah.
like maybe you don't want to take away from the canon, but, like, you are giving Penelope a voice. Maybe let's give the maids a name instead of the maids. There's 12 of them, and we know one of their names, and you've got the space here. To do, like, a, you know, fucking in Hairspray.
Roll call.
And they're like, Jesse. Yeah, yeah, roll call. Give him a little roll call scene. I would love it. I'd love
and
to see
I'm
it.
That's Link.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I'm the legacy of the pretty cheeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I don't like that bit. There seems to be a bit of a lack of, I think, empathy for other women. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that stems from Miss Atwood or if it stems from Penelope's view.
She does care a lot about the handmaids.
Not the handmaids, just the maids. That's a different boat by her. But yeah. The maidens. That's okay. Miss Atwood has written lots. And I think it's very interesting that we did read a book. Like, we...
Back to back.
We, you know, right? Like, we've got this one with the maids dying, and we've got the Handmaid's Tale with the...
There's handmaids dying.
Yeah, there's handmaids dying.
Hanging, and, too. So.
Hanging.
We love a hangin'. Theme.
Yeah. 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 So it's just hard to read. Maybe not hard to read, but, like, it's just, it's hard to enter into this and be like, oh my god, I'm so excited to see this, like, women's perspective and, like, this very, like, I don't want to, like, overuse the word feminist because, like, not everything has to be feminist. I firmly believe that, like, not all art needs to be, like, socially equitable all the time. But also, like, if you're pulling this story up because you want to give women a voice, why are you silencing so many of them while you do it?
Fucking hell yeah. You know? Fucking hell yeah. Yeah. That's a great quote. That's a fucking, ooh. Hell yeah, Katie.
Thank you. That's my rant. That's my rant.
It was great. It was beautiful. I have one thing to add. So you said socialized to think beauty is the only thing of value for a woman. I love that.
Oh, yes.
But it was during your tangent where you were talking about how Penelope was blaming Helen, right?
Yes, for everything. She says explicitly, Helen is the root of all my problems.
She does. And not your dad? I think it's very curious that, like, if you, sure, we're blaming a woman. Let's just say, like,
yeah.
Let's, like, go under the assumption Margaret Atwood is making a commentary on women blaming women. There's the goddesses that started the Trojan War who you could also blame. Like, who could bear the blame instead of Helen. And, like, I'm one for, like, a petty fucking grudge. I love that sort of tea. Mm-hmm. But not when it doesn't work. Feministically, like Aphrodite, Athena, like these are the people you can blame goddesses for their vanity. You can be like,
yeah,
oh, it wasn't Helen a mortal. It wasn't her vanity that started the Trojan War. It was Aphrodite for being the goddess of love, for being threatened by a mortal. It was her fault.
Literally, like she talks about this, like, okay, because like she addresses the fact that, like, you know, you don't talk smack with the gods in ancient Greece. You never do that. No. That's a no-no. But then she's like, they're not fucking listening right now.
She's like, y'all got TV sets.
They're not listening. Yeah, exactly. She's like, I don't give a shit. Why are you still refusing to blame
Aphrodite?
Like, even if we want to blame other women, why are we still refusing to blame them?
Mm-hmm.
Although I do love that she's like, why were they just children? Like, the gods. Why were they just children? Just fucking around, trying to see how badly they could fuck up the mortals' lives and, like, pretending to be swans and raping people all the time. Like, what? But it was, I mean, that was kind of funny. I was like, call them out, bitch.
Yeah. But, we love a little roast moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. No, it was, You're so right. Like, you're so right. Like, if we're going to blame women, like, why?
Why is goddesses? It?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, her mom. I forgot to bring up her mom.
Oh, she's so fucking funny. She's such a queen. She almost made my best.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah. She's like,
oh wow.
I don't she's know ice about cold. Politics. She's ice cold. She's like, I don't give up politics. I don't care about my baby. Ew, babies are gross. I'm just gonna fucking swim in a fucking river.
I'm a little mermaid.
The fountain in the middle of the courtyard. That's fair game. Like, she's just like. I She's think it's my Pisces iconic. Energy coming out strong right now, but
we
I want
are both
to be
water
her.
Signs. Yeah, though that tracks actually. That tracks a lot.
Yeah.
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 I thought her mom was ice fucking cold.
No.
There really was no other women viewed in a positive light, except for the maids, and they didn't have a name. Yeah. Oh, you know what I just thought of?
Tell me.
And I'd love to go back and check on. Mm-hmm. Does this book pass the Bechdel test?
Ooh.
I don't know if it does.
I don't know if it does.
Like, I know that's designed for, like, movies, but, like, I don't know if this does. I don't know if she has a conversation with another woman that isn't about men. Huh.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
I really don't think she does.
Wild. Wild.
What a great thing to bring up.
Still love it, though. Still love it. I really
it's
do.
It's such a good read. Yeah. It's just, now you know going into it.
Yeah. It's if you don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Anyway, also, assuming you're going to read it.
Assuming there's anyone listening.
Assuming we're not talking to avoid.
with that in mind, if you had more space to talk shit and you wanted to say write like a 10-page essay on this, what would you call perhaps. It, Julia?
Meet the New You, an examination of the reincarnations of Helen and Odysseus.
Meet the New You. I love you. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, because Odysseus, like, she doesn't name the people, but she, like, gives vague descriptions of them. I said my brain is too small for the illusion, so I wrote, like, Napoleon, Genghis Khan, perhaps a Roman emperor. Also, listen to this. Jeffrey Bezos, because I want him to go on, like, a 10-year voyage in space and never return, XOXO.
Oopsies. R.A.B. Which movie star do you think he was?
Clark Gable.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. Harrison Ford's not dead, right?
No.
I would have said Harrison Ford. Had he been dead, I would have said Harrison Ford.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Oh, and I think Helen was Marilyn Monroe, Cleopatra, and Anne Boleyn, to name a few.
Oh. Ooh, Anne Boleyn.
Yeah.
Old. I like that. Thank you. Absolutely. Ooh, okay. I like this.
Fun. I also did the timeline. So Cleopatra did live after Helen.
Oh, good job.
Would have, yeah. I know. I Googled it. I was like.
I don't know history.
Me neither. I was like sad. Like I was like sad about the reincarnation thing. And I was like, wait, what if Cleopatra, like Helen is a reincarnation of Cleopatra. And then I was like, the timeline does not work out. So it strengthens my essay this way, but I'm still sad.
Cleopatra slept with
Mark Antony, right?
That's what his name is. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, it's not Mark Antony. That's a designer. That's not who I'm thinking of. And I don't know who I am thinking of.
Me neither.
Yeah. But yeah, he was after. He was after because he was Roman. No, I love that. Meet the New You. Iconic.
What would you write about?
Yeah. Funny that you bring up hating goddesses. Funny that you bring up hating goddesses because
sorry,
I would call
I don't
mine...
treat you like a goddess.
Is that what you want me to do? I don't think that's the line. Yeah, it's called Reviling the Goddess, Beauty and Duality in the Penelope Ode.
Yes. Oh, that sounds so fun. What are you writing about?
Beauty. And the fact that it is portrayed as, like, you're closer to the gods if you're beautiful. Like, the maids being, like, theorized to be, like, cult, worshippers of Artemis. Like, there's that whole, my favorite, the anthropology lecture, where they talk about them being, like, a cult of Artemis. And then also Helen. And the fact that they're both portrayed to be, like, sneaky, slutty, all of this shit, and, like,
everything
like
I want
very
to be described as.
Snaky kind of two-faced people. Oh,
please describe me as
right. That. Whereas Penelope's like, I was super plain. Okay. Nobody loved me.
I was a little clever,
my beauty.
But no one really noticed me.
Nobody looked at me, and therefore I was good. Like whereas everybody who's pretty is like, well, evil. You look like a goddess, but you're a bitch. So I just dissections of that.
That's so fun.
It also lets me play with the anthropology lecture a lot more, and I really like that. I really like Artemis.
I love that. So would you talk about the maidens, too? Maids.
Mm-hmm.
Maids. Cool.
Yeah, focusing on that, like, that theory that they were.
Because they were young
the 12
and beautiful.
And the 12 and...
Not to quote Lana Del Rey like that, but, you know.
She always needs to be quoted.
She does.
She was young and beautiful. They were able to reach a point that they were not young and beautiful. Because R.I.P.
Oh, yeah. We should end it.
We should end it. But we're going to let you go.
Because
do you have parting thoughts? I have parting thoughts.
Please part and thought.
I like the ducks. Should have
love
included that.
Ducks.
I like the ducks. Love them
quack,
ducks.
Quack.
Thought that
love
was cute.
Kings.
Quack, quack. This remains on like my top 20 for books. I really do love it. It's, it's fantastic.
You won't regret reading it. Just read it.
You
there's
won't,
so
and it also will take
there's
you like a day.
Lectures. What more could you need?
Yeah. Not much else. Maybe your time. So with that, this has been an episode of Getting Literate, and I'm Katie.
And I'm Julia. Thank you so much for listening, Margaret and Hannah.
Margaret and Hannah, cheers.
This has been an episode of Getting Literate with Julia Honavel and Katie McCullough.
Be sure to follow us on social media at Getting Literate on all platforms, and follow the podcast from wherever you're listening for more opportunities to get lit and get literate.